Chapter 13. Goodbye. The next morning, Mr. Rankailor, Alan and I ate breakfast together. My uncle stayed in his room and did not join us.
"You're a very rich young man now, David," said Mr. Rankailor. "What do you plan to do?"
"I want to study law," I answered immediately.
"Study law?" Alan exclaimed. "I can't believe it, David. Come back to France with me and help Prince Charlie. You know how to use a sword and a gun now, and you'll be a very good soldier."
"No, Alan. My place is here," I said. "Scotland needs men who know the law."
"You must do what you want, but I'll be very sad not to have you with me," Alan said. "You're a good friend."
After breakfast, Mr. Rankailor went into my uncle's study, sat down at the desk and wrote a letter.
"Here you are, David," he said, as he gave me the letter. "This letter tells my bank in Edinburgh to open an account in your name. Take this letter to the bank and you will have no problem getting money. And I know you will be careful how you spend it."
"Thank you, Mr. Rankailor," I said. "Perhaps you can also help me with something else. Alan has to leave Scotland and go back to France, but it will be dangerous for him to try and leave the country. The English soldiers know his face and will look for him everywhere. How can we help him?" Mr. Rankailor thought for a few moments and then replied,
"I will give you some letters to give to people I know you can trust. These people will help Alan to get safely out of the country. But he must stay out of the big towns, and he must leave Scotland as soon as possible. It is dangerous for him to stay too long."
Mr. Rankailor wrote the letters and then left the house. Half an hour later, Alan and I also left. As we walked to the gate, I turned round and looked at the house. At one of the windows upstairs, I saw my uncle watching us leave. Alan and I walked slowly towards Queen's Ferry, without talking. Both of us knew that it was time to say goodbye, and we were both sad at the thought. When we reached a hill above the port, we stopped.
"Goodbye, David," said Alan, and gave me his hand. "It was good to be your friend, and I hope that one day we will meet again."
"Goodbye, Alan," I answered, shaking his hand firmly. "Be careful, and get back to France safely." Alan turned and walked away towards the sea, and I continued on my way. My new life was beginning, but I felt sad and lonely as I walked slowly to Mr. Rankailor's bank in Edinburgh.